Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we got a great show coming up for you today, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and we certainly want to welcome on board our newest sponsor, Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal.
And, of course, I want to thank all our sponsors and you, our great listeners, because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, SVN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always jump into the discussion on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SVN. And, of course, you can always check out ScuttlebuttNetwork.com for more information. Coming up later this hour on SVN, we'll talk with Dr. Tanya Butler from Dynamic Therapeutics and Sports Performance. She has some great information on new opportunities for veterans care at her practice. Also, we'll speak with one of our legal eagles, Laura Holland from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly. She will get us up to speed on the legal issues facing our veterans today. And Tom's Tirade, it's Wanted Patriots, Dead or Alive, Part 2. It's another one we're pulling from the archive, but it's absolutely very timely and the message that it has. Hey, but first, it is always great to be joined on SBN by Mr. Nick DeMario from Ed's Seafood Shed. Hey, Nick, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for all you do for our veterans and military and first responders.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me.
It's a pleasure having you.
I look forward to this call.
Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah, because now you can decide what you're going to do the rest of the week.
Yeah, I mean, this thing kind of, you know, makes my agenda after I talk about it a little bit. I got to actually make it happen.
Yeah, if you get on the air and you start publicizing, that means then you got to go make it work.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, it's been so cold that I'm glad Ed has that gumbo, man, because this cold weather has been bone chilling.
Right, it has. But that good hot gumbo over there with a little spice in it and the turnip greens and the collards, the greens, I guess you might as well say the collard and turnip green mix is awesome.
What's crazy is, though, Tom, I think I even saw you there. People are still drinking the adult milkshakes in this freezing cold weather.
Oh, yes, they were. I had me one of those bottled soda pops.
You had the extra long straw.
Yeah, I had the, but I had the people that I was with had those modified milkshakes, so.
Yeah, you had two different groups in there drinking adult milkshakes.
Well, you know how it goes. you know.
Oh yeah, it's the locks in the in your hair.
Oh, that's what it is? I thought it was just the fact that I still had hair.
Well, you know, Mardi Gras has been super fun. You know, it's definitely been what we're not used to. You know, tons and tons of people all packed together. I mean, the city of Mobile, everybody, I noticed, especially on Fat Tuesday, everybody was spreading out. Everybody was being great patrons, and the employees were being great. And the cold weather definitely changed what we're used to down here, but
right.
You know, there was an air of excitement that I just can't wait to see what we do next at Ed's. I mean, we've just been doing so many cool things, and all the stuff Pete and I have been working on in the last 3 years, and our crew, man, I mean, they're the ones that make it happen. Like all these little nuggets of things, from the bushwhackers to the extension of the bar to the bottom of the deck being covered to the breakfast.
Yep.
To a little bit of new menu stuff, shrimp on a shingle. It's just been so cool to just watch
what on a shingle
and the customers be happy.
Remember, I'm a veteran now. What on a shingle?
Shrimp on a shingle.
Oh, shrimp. Shrimp. Okay, pronunciation is everything.
I didn't say pot roast on a shingle.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, shrimp on a shingle. SOS.
Well, I mean, you guys have been here with us since we bought Ed's 3 years ago, and it's been just a great journey, and you know, I think with the current situation, with everything going on in politics and everything going on, and with the storms and all the crazy things that we have with COVID, you know, the greatest thing about our business, Squid Ink, Sunset Point, Ed's, Mobtown proper, we're following all these things that we're supposed to be doing, but we're in the happy business. And there's a lot of people that don't get to be in the happy business.
Right.
We make people and new friends through serving them, you know, just like the military protects us and serves us. So it's just been exciting to, I feel like we're fixing to turn the corner as far as everything going on outside, things that we can control. But it's cool to meet new people that we join our work family, and we train them up, and they learn our ways and we learn their ways, and we just, you know, go have fun, man.
Well, and that's what it's all about. But the atmosphere that you guys have, and not only just the Ed Seafood Shed, but the Squid Ink and some of the other fine facilities that you have located here on the Gulf Coast, is unbelievable. And you take your management team and Jamie and them over there at Ed's, you know, it's all about customers. Let's take care of the customers, and what do they need? What do we need to do?
Well, I mean, just like you know, when you guys started in the military and you and Cal, your vets, and you start slow basis of training at camp. They don't start you running you 9 miles. They start, you know, very slow and then build into it. I mean,
my drill instructor didn't get that.
What's that?
My drill instructor didn't get that. He didn't get that printout.
That's right. You were part of the Junction Boys.
Yeah, I know it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the hiring and training of these kids nowadays, you have to adjust, and you got to.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new, new employees. They have the least path of resistance to be able to get it successfully, where old-timers like us, we may take the long road. And
right.
It's pretty cool to watch the young people of the day, how smart they are. And that's the good thing about what we do at Ed's, man, is we're always looking for new family members and new diamonds to help us.
Right. Well, you're doing a real good job over there. The food is fantastic. And I had the occasion to bring back the turnip greens with the oysters on it the other day. Matt said, we don't have that on the menu. I said, yeah, but you know how to make it. He says, oh, yes.
Man, I think we're fixing to get two-stepping and start to throw a few new menu items in that might be pretty cool.
That's
fried
cool.
Kaneka fries with the spicy mustard that we can add to a breakfast dish over an egg.
Oh, that would be neat. Yeah. Let me know when you get that. I'm coming for breakfast again.
Yeah, I'm gonna get Cal in as my sous chef because I know he's a foodie.
Oh, he is. Oh, he is for sure.
Anytime.
Uh-oh. Amen Corner popped in over there. All right, buddy. I tell you what, it's really great. Now, are we still working on the pasta place
yeah,
over?
Yeah, Panini Pizza and Pasta, I would say 7 weeks from now, we should be on our way. We're actually looking for some folks that want to work over Panini Pizza and Pasta. We're doing scratch pasta, homemade meatballs, just unbelievable, real, authentic Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go on to Facebook and message Cheryl through Penny Pete's. Hey, I'm interested in a job. Man, we'd love to interview you. We're going to open 5 nights a week, and it's going to be unbelievable.
There you go. Big guy. Okay, buddy. Appreciate it.
Y'all have a great night. Be safe.
All right. Nick DiMario from Ed's Fantabulous Seafood Shed and the other outstanding food services here on the Gulf Coast. Are you with us, Brother Cal?
Oh, yeah. I'm still here. Of course, you know, all that talk of food just gets you hungry.
You know?
And of course, you know, if he's talking about Kaneka sausage, I don't know. Of course, there is no other sausage, smoked sausage, as far as I'm concerned. But that sounds like some good grub. But as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com. For more information on the other side of the break, Laura Holland from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. The voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. Hey, you can catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone media devices. And hey, check us out on Facebook if you like to listen on demand. Our regularly aired programs are up on most of the podcasting sites. And Tom's Tirade is up on Castbox, so you can check out and listen on demand. And it is an absolute privilege to be joined on SBN by one of our C lawyers, Miss Laura Holland from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly. Laura, welcome to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on Scuttlebutt tonight, my first time, so go easy with me, please. But I'm very excited to be here.
Jennifer said, don't worry about her. She's tough.
Well, thanks. I appreciate Jennifer saying that.
There you go.
I hope I'm as tough as she thinks I am.
Oh, you are. You are. There's no problem there. Cal, you want me to go ahead and handle the interview from here?
Oh, yeah, you've got the notes there.
All right.
Go ahead, because I know there's a little bit of there's a little bit of a lag on the tie line.
Okay. Laura, the main thing that I think we wanted to talk about tonight is the fact that you could have a new report out on a potential link between Agent Orange exposure and dementia in our veterans.
Yes, sir. A report came out on January 25th of this year that they did a study that really looked at whether Agent Orange exposure was associated with increased risk of a dementia diagnosis in veterans of the Vietnam era. So basically what this study did is they looked at VA Health Administration data from October 1st of 01 to September 30th of 2015. They studied more than 300,000 veterans, and it showed that those with Agent Orange exposure in their medical records were nearly twice as likely as those without exposure to receive a dementia diagnosis. This is new research. It's not that we know of yet even on the radar for the VA to be looking at presumptive service connection, but that's something that we hope that we can look forward to as based on this research that's been done.
Well, that is really neat. You know, there's so many things are happening now with the COVID scenario that we have, and the fact that you guys can't go to court and actually present your cases physically, but yet you're doing it off of what you'd call it, the internet?
Yes, sir. The way that we're handling VA disability hearings right now is they're sending us links. Every veteran who has a hearing set, they send a link for that time. with that particular judge, and you just click on that link, and it'll take you into a virtual hearing room where the judge will join us, and we'll just have a video hearing, and we could do them right in our office.
Well, I understand. So yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say that is maybe one good thing, if you can
say it,
that has come out of COVID, is that they have really gotten moving on getting that technology up to speed quickly to be able to do that, to keep the veterans from having to drive to Montgomery to have their hearings done there.
Well, the thing that I wanted to bring to our veterans' attention is the fact that I've talked with a couple of the other lawyers over there at the Gardburg-Kimberly facility, and they're telling me that with this type of service, that they actually have been able to increase the amount of claims that they've been able to present and get handled. Does that seem to be continue working?
That has definitely been our experience over the last few months in particular. I would say that going back to maybe September, October, they really started moving on getting hearings set. And I'm not sure what prompted that change. I don't know if it is the available technology where they're not having to do, you know, one hearing at a time, because in Montgomery you only had one hearing room that you could use there, so they could only set one veteran at a time. But now, with, you know, there being judges and attorneys all over, you know, you can have a hearing, a judge can have a hearing with multiple veterans in the state without having to use that Montgomery hearing room. So I think that has really been able to speed things up and get things set a lot quicker.
Well, that has just been extremely beneficial to you guys on having to make those trips on the one hand, and also our veterans and whatever witnesses that they may need to have to present their cases, and not have to do that, you know, not have to go out of town. You're actually in town making all that happen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had veterans sometimes that have set hearings for 8:30 in the morning up in Montgomery, and veterans would have to go up the day before, get a hotel, spend the night.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, that's an expenditure that, you know, that's not necessary anymore.
Sure.
You can just stay home.
That is awesome.
Stay mobile.
Right. And let's slide back over into this new report that you had here on Agent Orange exposure and how that's causing dementia in our vets. What are we going to tell our vets now that, you know, may feel like they're having this problem or have had that problem and it hasn't been recognized in the past? Is it time now for our veterans to start filing claims for that?
I think it's something to keep an eye on right now. Generally, what happens or what we have seen happen is, you know, we'll go ahead and some of these claims we'll go ahead and file and see, kind of just have them in the pipeline.
Right.
There's no guarantee of when the VA is going to, you know, make it a presumptive. But some cases, even if they're not presumptive, sometimes you can make an argument in front of a judge and say, well, you know, this is what research has shown. And if sometimes if a veteran can show the research to their particular doctor, and they say, yeah, this makes sense to me, this looks like a sound nexus, then, you know, you may not even have to have that presumptive, that accepted presumptive benefit to be service-connected.
Yeah,
you might be able to kind of get in through the back door.
Sure.
But,
and the other thing is, even if they deny it, you know that it's in the pipeline now. We just don't know when they're going to release it and say, okay, we're going to start paying claims on this. So if they do go ahead and file their claims and they are denied, and then they can turn around and refile it, then in turn, if they go back to, let's say you filed here and this is April 1st of this year, it's denied. 2 years later, it comes back. They're going to have to go back to April the 1st of this year to pay that claim.
Right. So I think it's beneficial to have it, you know, to go ahead and get it filed. Like I said, I have no clue where the VA is on this, research. It wasn't a study that was done by the VA, but I think it's a study that's gotten a lot of attention.
Well, it's one of those items in Pandora's box that they just happened to open the door on it. So, you know, it's time to file claims on it, it looked to me like.
I think that, that's definitely hedging your bet,
right?
For sure, to go ahead and get a claim going on that. But just, you know, keep in mind that it's definitely not, as of now, something that they're just going to say, you know, you check the box on
right,
that. You know,
right.
It's still going to be a wait at this point.
I understand. Now, you had some news research showing that Agent Orange had some exposure in Guam. How is that working? What was that deal?
Yes, sir. That's another some updated research. Two veterans groups last year published a paper. It was the National Veterans Legal Services Program and the Veterans Legal Services Clinic at Yale Law. They released some updated research stating that it was as likely as not that veterans who served on Guam from 62 to 75 met the legal standard for exposure to Agent Orange.
Good gracious.
But the most recent, that was research from last year, but why this is kind of on our radar now is that they did a little bit more digging and have released some updated research from this year that includes veterans who served on Guam from 1958 to 1980 is who they're saying could be affected by that exposure to Agent Orange.
I'll be darned.
So they expanded those years pretty significantly there.
Okay. Well, where can folks go to get some more information about your organization?
You know, we have a website, garbergandkimmerly.com. We are located on Mont Lamar Drive, right off of Airport Boulevard in Mobile. And you can always give us a call at 251-343-1111.
343-1111. Can't beat that with a stick. But see, that wasn't all that bad, was it?
That was not too bad at all.
All right, you
went
did it.
Very easy on me.
All right. Well, you did an awesome job, Laura, and glad to have you on board with us today. And I know that you're an asset to the Gardberg and Kimberly law firm over there. And thank you for what you do for our vets.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you for having me. It was good talking to you.
Y'all have a blessed night. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Hit a lick against what's wrong, or say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. Now, I may sound like a Bible beater yelling up a revival at a river crossing camp meeting, but that don't change the truth none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the fine folks that helped make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks over to the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And we certainly want to welcome on board our newest sponsor, Johnny's RV, the home of the sweet deal.
And it may have been a while, but it is always an honor to be joined by Dr. Tanya Butler from Dynamic Therapeutics and Sports Performance. Tom, I'd say she could probably do a lot, you know, for you, that Dynamic Therapeutics, and then get you up back up to speed when you after you eat all that breakfast over at Ed's.
She was talking about those whips and all that stuff. I don't know where, you know. I mean, I guess she could get my attention
Yeah. But, hey, that's pretty dynamic.
Wait a minute. She just fell out of her chair.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I thought my physical therapist was a sadist, but, you know, who knows?
Hey, but, you know, I knew she could take it, Cal, because she was in the Marine Corps for like 8 or 9 years. So, I mean, you know.
Hold on. Nothing. It was Army.
Oh, that's
just
worse.
Get it right.
That's worse.
Yeah.
Army. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Remember, I had a higher GT score, so they let me in the Army.
Oh, they let you in the Army with that?
Yeah.
Is that the reason I didn't get in?
Yep.
Oh, exactly. They won't take 01?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
Tom, that was your serial number when you ran.
01. Yeah. I they gave it to me on this thing, but, you know, they called it a piece of granite or something like that. I couldn't carry it around in my pocket, so I don't know.
The slate with the chalk?
A slate with chalk, yeah. Yeah, they use that, you know, that ash deal, you know, would get the stick out of the fire and all that right on it. But anyway, hey, no, I knew she was tough because she's a veteran, and we've been carrying on a bunch of trash here anyway, and she's got her awesome daughter here with us tonight. But this lady has got an unbelievable business, and she's doing a great job for a lot of the people on the Gulf Coast area, as well as our veterans. And we'd like to bring us forth here today, and then Dr. Tanya Butler, and give us a little insight about some of the things that are going on over there. I think you're working a little bit closer with the VA than what we have in the past when we talked.
Yes, we certainly are. You know, we are a medical massage business. So we are the only ones on the Gulf Coast that strictly specialize in medical massage. So we deal with people's pain related soft tissue. We're not a spa or anything like that. So we're really trying to help people understand that there is a second part of the word of massage. It's called therapy. And we really just do the therapy. So we're so excited because the VA actually last summer started an initiative called the Whole Body Health Initiative. And what, you know, some of the things that they've been bringing in has been integrated in little by little, but now they're really taking a look at the whole body and adding in complementary and integrative health. So we are so excited because, you know, it is a process to get accreditation through VA.
Sure. You had to get
Yeah,
all those federal forms and government forms.
Yep, now if you want to do anything for next year.
Right.
But we went through the process, and as of July last year, we were credentialed to we were the first ones on the Gulf Coast to gain the contract with the VA to offer medical massage therapy to our veterans. And so it's really exciting because there are only three right now. There's one company in Pensacola and then one over in Fort Walton Beach.
Okay.
And so since the floodgates have started opening back up and the VA is allowing us to have appointments again, we are getting veterans referrals coming in almost on a weekly basis now. And it's a wonderful thing because a lot of our injuries are soft tissue, and even injuries from many, many years ago have residual effects that have never been taken care of.
Right.
And believe it or not, your muscles hold trauma and hold the memory of trauma. And there's so much really substantial research out there on massage therapy and helping with PTSD and helping with trauma and just helping to veterans to regain a better quality of life working with pain.
Now, you know, that being said, now, how does a veteran get a referral to your organization?
So this is really important. You have to follow the correct protocols or you cannot get this taken care of. You have to be in the VA system. So you have to be receiving your medical, your appointments and everything through the VA. You talk to your primary care physician, and you just ask them if you have chronic pain, chronic neck pain, chronic back pain, let them know that you would like to try complementary and integrative health, try massage therapy. So the VA is now authorizing up to 12 appointments for veterans to do massage therapy. If you are anywhere near us, and we, believe it or not, we have veterans coming as far as Tuscaloosa.
Really?
Yes, they are sending them down. It's a pretty long drive to come down.
Well, that's awesome, though.
But we have them, you know, coming from all over. So you ask your primary care physician. They send you a referral. Once they put the referral together, we get that. We make a phone call to you, and we set your appointments up. It's as simple as that.
All right. So then now I know who to talk to.
Yes.
You don't get some of this back injury out of my way here.
Right. And yeah. So one of the other things that they are doing also is starting meditation, paying for meditation, yoga, Tai Chi, a lot of other complementary health, acupuncture, chiropractic care. So veterans are getting a lot more options because with the opioid crisis that we had, there needs to be options.
Sure there, yeah.
And so we are going to be starting late March a 12-week meditation program to help overcome trauma. Yes. So, and trust me, I'm not going to be leading it. I have the attention span of a gnat. So, but I'm going to be in there because I apparently need it too.
Right.
So,
you're the doctor. You probably need it.
Yeah, I need it more than anyone.
Yeah, but so, you will be able to have some of that at your local facility as well.
Absolutely, and it'll be done in a small group sessions. And if you can't, you know, it's not something you have to make from beginning to end. You can pop in. But there will be it will be a structured program, so we'll work on, you know, helping people to, you know, awesome. Really find some peace within.
That is so cool. Yes. Now, you know, you being one of only three of the locations on the Gulf Coast, that is neat that here we are on the Gulf Coast and we've got something first rather than
yes.
last 13th or whatever. You know, this is. But this will be a 12-week structured program. So, in other words, if they approve it, then you'll have a 12-week structured deal. Would that mean 12 visits, or how does that work?
Well, you know, the VA is still figuring out the whole process with the meditation, so we're waiting for them to give us the exact protocols. That's why it's late March. But with the massage sessions, the VA is approving 12 sessions, and it can be renewable if they find that this is helping significantly improve quality
okay.
of life.
Okay, so then you'd have to go back through your provider, which is
your primary care at the VA.
You know, at the VA, which for the guys that haven't been there, a provider is our doctor. So that's
yes.
Your provider is team number one or team two or team three or whatever, you know, so.
So just tell your doctor to refer you to Dr. Tanya Butler
right.
with Dynamic Therapeutics, and they'll find us on their provider list.
And if they wanted to come see you anyway, then they could reach you how?
They can find us at dynamictherapeutics.net or just give us a call at 251-459-0500, and we will help you out.
There you go, guys. Finally, here on the Gulf Coast, we're getting some outstanding services for the vets.
Listeners to SBN are undoubtedly aware that we have been raising an alarm about the growing political persecution of our nation's veterans by the very government for which they fought. This has taken many forms, from Secretary of Homeland Sorority Janet Napolitano's early classification of white male veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan as threats. Do what? As threats to national security, to the denial of gun rights, to hundreds of thousands of our veterans with no due process involved. Of course, as we have spoken about over the last week, it has now come to light from Obama's army of brown shirts led by Lois Lerner and the IRS have targeted veteran service organizations such as the American Legion, threatening to remove their tax-exempt status unless they release the personal and private information of their members to the prying eyes of government agents. Are we kidding ourselves? According to some senators, this action also constitutes a violation of statutes and protections enacted by Congress and leads one to wonder exactly what the end game is. As I have proposed, I believe it is an attempt to silence and subdue an active group of patriots that perennially vote against the candidates and policies of the progressive left. Despite efforts to buy the vote of this group through exponential increases to VA funding, Obama has been largely unsuccessful at stemming the tide of discontent amongst our veterans, and thus the very heavy and far outreaching hand of the government must be employed to beat them into submission.
Dadgum government, you sorry sons of bitches. You got your damn hands in every pocket of my britches. Well, you dadgum, dadgum government.
Of course, the administration has had equal difficulty in the re-education programs within our military, largely because the majority of our troops are good and decent. Good old red-blooded Americans who answered the call to serve in the aftermath of 9/11. These men and women choose to serve their nation at a time when they knew with a fair degree of certainty that they would be deployed and likely would see time in one sandbox hellhole or another. They didn't join for the great pay and exotic vacation packages that come with the oath. They came to fight and protect our country. What they did not sign on for was to be part of the regime's ongoing attempts to use the military as part of their social engineering efforts, such as the biofuel bullcrap. Biofuel bullcrap? Hey, isn't that redundant? Are we kidding ourselves? And other efforts such as destruction of traditional marriage, moral relativism, secular humanism, and the pivot from becoming the world's police force to merely the world's community organized Meals on Wheels program. Troops used to be taught from the very beginning that once you join, there is no black and white, red or yellow, only green. Just one big green machine, or powder blue if you're in the Air Force.
La, 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 la.
So you might have to forgive them for not taking to the administration's progressive policies right away. In fact, as we have mentioned here on SBN, one of the most striking features of the military under Obama outside of its downsizing is the removal of scores of dedicated, high-ranking, decorated officers from all branches of service for seemingly innocuous infractions of the UCMJ, or even worse, mere implications of wrongdoing. As we have speculated, this pattern has less to do with removing a few bad apples than it is a deliberate purge of the command elements of the military that will not toe the party line. As I have said, after the revolution comes the purge, because one of the last barriers to total government control by this and future progressive administrations is an independent military. There, I've said it. And while there are those that will label me a crackpot conspiracy theorist because of that statement, I see no other logical explanation for the damage done to our military by this chameleon-in-chief. And with the purge of the military leadership largely a success, the administration has now set its sights on the rank-and-file members of the military through nothing more than a program of indoctrination. As we have highlighted, the phony epidemic of military sexual trauma and its follow-on, quote, solutions is one heavy-handed tool that has been created to rid the ranks of the undesirables who won't play ball, so to speak, in our new army of eunuchs. And over the last week, two reports have surfaced detailing a disturbing training program that is being implemented within the ranks that would quite literally make George Washington persona non grata in today's army. The document, which originated in the Pentagon, is called the Defense Equal Opportunity Management Institute Training Guide and was only obtained by Judicial Watch under FOIA request. Included in the 133-page manual is a section entitled Extremism. You might think that not such a section would deal with how to recognize whack job Islamic terrorists like convicted murderer Nadal Hassan Chop.
Hassan Chop! Hassan Chop!
But you would be wrong. This section warns students to be aware, quote, that many extremists will talk of individual liberties, states' rights, and how to make the world a better place. And it continues. In U.S. history, there are many examples of extremist ideologies and movements. And listen now. The colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule and the Confederate states who sought to secede from the northern states had just two examples. Are you freaking kidding me? Our founding fathers have now officially been labeled extremists by the Obama administration's Department of Defense. And as if that wasn't enough, additional training manuals obtained by Judicial Watch show that the DOD also classifies Catholics and evangelical Christians as religious extremists similar to, get this guys, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and the KKK. You gotta be kidding. I wonder if the KKK knows it's on the same list as Catholics. That's just damn funny. Anyway, it seems that no one at the DOD wants to take credit for any of this, and that all roads lead to the Southern Poverty Law Center, a left-wing group with a history of anti-Christian bias that seems to have infiltrated the Obama administration. And while the DOD's response is that these are only isolated instances, these documents tell of a much larger program of re-education at the hands of the military's new equal opportunity officers, which sound remarkably like the old Zampala officers of the Soviet Union, who wore the same uniform as their military counterparts, but were in fact nothing more than party hacks spying on the troops lest they speak ill of the party elite. Unfortunately, there is only one route to resolving this issue. And that is, if enough of our senators and representatives stop playing happy grab ass in the Beltway, pull their spines out of mothballs, and start doing their damn jobs as a check and balance against this imperial president. Centuries of heroes from our founding fathers to today answered the call against tyranny. The question now is, will they? For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. And just make sure they spell my damn name right when they put me on the list, okay?
Where's your drill sergeant, man?
Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack! That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
O-M-A-S, Thomas, when they start spelling my damn name.
Yeah, and we did complete our training on our own.
We damn sure did. Yeah. And we furthered it along the last few years on SBN.
Well, and we've definitely done that. We're just a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say the First Amendment right to say it in the fighting spirit to keep it. And, we got a lot of good information on the show today, Tom. But One thing we're dealing with right now is we're trying to adjust to the new, whatever they're saying, the new norm where COVID's going to be around forever. Actually, it just depends on what talking head show that you can catch Dr. Fauci on.
Right.
I don't think he might want to go and check in on that whole dementia thing. But because he never seems to know exactly what he said before.
I think one of the mosquitoes from the Agent Orange plant got a hold of him.
he might have been an early candidate, considering that I think some of those
he might have been on the Guam deal, over yeah, to, 58, China. Yeah.
But there you go. An interesting fact I'm just throwing it out there, but. There apparently the story is that about one third of the U.S. troops, and these are active duty, are refusing the COVID vaccine.
Right. Right. Hey, we got the same thing, Cal, going on with our first responders. Here on the Gulf Coast, at least 25% or more of them are refusing to take the vaccine.
Well, and of course, here's the thing. If we're equating this somehow with the flu, do you get a flu shot or don't you?
Right.
And there are those that are trying to push this onto them by saying it's a national emergency, but, they apparently don't have the actual power to do that. But interesting numbers there. And, hey, great show. A lot of good information, and we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight on SBN. May God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!